I am a woman living with HIV, and it's crucial to mention humility in learning and using respectful and accurate language, with a primary focus on the diversity of women living with HIV in Canada. As an immigrant and a newcomer, it's important to recognize the multifaceted experiences and challenges that women living with HIV in Canada face. Using person-first language, such as women living with HIV, is not merely a matter of semantics. It's a reflection of our shared humanity and the importance of preserving the dignity and respect of individuals. Stigmatizing language can perpetuate stereotypes and discrimination, therefore impacting our access to quality care. Understanding that the experiences of women living with HIV in Canada are far from monolithic is essential. Age, race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, socioeconomic status, and geographical location all shape our experiences profoundly. Recognizing this kind of diversity prevents policymakers from making generalizations and highlights the need for tailored solutions to address the unique needs and circumstances of immigrants and non-white persons living with HIV. Promoting inclusivity should be a guiding principle. Initiatives that amplify diverse voices and perspectives in decision-making processes related to HIV policies when discussing sexual and reproductive health and the rights of women living with HIV must be actively encouraged and supported. Lastly, continuous education and staying informed about evolving challenges facing immigrants, trans women, and Indigenous women living with HIV is important by remaining up to date on research, policies, and community efforts. We can contribute to a more compassionate and well-informed dialogue surrounding women living with HIV in Canada and their sexual and reproductive health. In summary, as a woman living with HIV, I emphasize the importance of humility, respectful language, and a focus on diversity in all discussions.